So just to end with one ha'ara, got very late, but just one ha'ara, can't learn Megillah Daf Chav Tes without speaking this out, and even though we've spoken it out in the past, but it's kedai to speak it out again, and that is, the Gemara said, Tanya Rab Shim Ben Yechayim, Rab Shim Ben Yechayim said, Boyu re'ei kam chaviv in Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come and see how chaviv Klal Yisrael is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebechal makim shegalu shechina iman. Because wherever the Yidden went to Galus, the Shechina always goes to Galus with them. The Yidden went to Galus in Mitzrayim, the Shechina was there. They went to Bavel, the Shechina was there. And then Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, Va'af kishe nasidim li gal shechina iman. And when the Yidden are going to be redeemed, meaning when the Geula is going to happen, the Shechina is going to be together with us as well. Shenemar, because it says, V'shav Hashem alekecha shvuscha. V'heshav le'nemar. It doesn't say the Hashem is going to return the Yidden back to Eretz Yisrael, but V'shav, Hashem himself is going to return. So Kaviyochel, Hashem says, I am going to come back to Eretz Yisrael together with you. So not only is the Shechina together with the Yidden in Galus, but even when the Yidden are going to emerge from Galus, Shechina imam, the Shechina is going to be with them. So first of all, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai prefaced his statement by saying, Boyu re'ei kama chaviv in Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, we know, was a Talmud Muvok of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said the same thing in a Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva said, chaviv in Yisrael shenikru banim lamakoyim. So this line of Boyurei Kama Chaviv in Yisrael of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come see how much Hashem loves the Jewish people. This is something Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was mekabel from his great Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one that said Chaviv in Yisrael. I once heard B'shem Darachayim HaKadosh, that Darachayim HaKadosh said that Rabbi Akiva said, Chaviv in Yisrael, shenikru banim lamakim. Chiba yisera noidas lahem, shenikru banim lamakim. So the Yidden are so beloved that called banim lamakim. Hashem feels to every single Jew, he's his ben yachid. Gevaldik, Chaviv in Yisrael, you see how much Hashem loves the Yid. But Rabbi Akiva added, he said, Chiba yisera noidas lahem, shenikru banim lamakim. Not only are we banim lamakim, but we even know that we're banim lamakim. And that's a sign of Chiba yisera. So what's that knetch? What's the Chiba Yisera Noidaslam? So the Arachayim HaKadosh said that the Chiba Yisera, no, I heard this from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter Shlita. He said that what's the Chiba Yisera Noidaslam? He said that we know that Miktsa Shvachai Befanov, that Befnei a person, you're only allowed to say Miktsa Shvachai. So he said that if the Yidden would not know that we're Banim Lamakim, so we say, okay, that's the Shvach. The Shvach is that we're Banim Lamakim. But if Hashem looked the Yidden in the eye and said, you should know you're banim lamakim. We were told that we're banim lamakim. What does that mean? Zoysay meres that it's only miktsa shvachai. Because befanav you're only allowed to say miktsa shvachai. Which means that really the yid is much more than just banim lamakim. And that's the chibi yisera noidas lahem shenikru banim lamakim. From the fact that it was noidas lahem shenikru banim lamakim, that's a raya, said Arachayim HaKadosh, that it must be that banim is a miktsa shvachai. Meaning we have no way to describe what Hashem feels for Klal Yisrael. So the word we use is banim, because in our minds, kerachim av banim, kein terachim, right? That's the greatest expression of ahava that we can describe, and that's what we use. But at the end of the day, it's only miktsa shvachai, because really, the ahava that Hashem has for the Yidden is something that we are not able to articulate. It's lemaila me'asog aseinu. And you know what the raya to that is? From the fact that we were told that we're banim lamakim, because lefanav, the rule is miktsa shvachai. So banim atam l'Hashem alekeichem matzmi miktsa shvachai. But either way, that's Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah Novice. This is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in a braisa. Boyu re'ei kama chaviv in Yisrael. The Maral, in his Sefer Netzach Yisrael, this is in Perek Yud, so he brings that the Rishonim struggle very much to understand this Gemara. The Maral quotes the Rajba. I didn't see it here in the Rajba, but the Ritva and the Ein Yaakov asks this Kasha. He says, I don't understand this Braisa. The Braisa says that, Boyu re'ei kama chaviv in Yisrael ofnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that when the Yidden went to Galus, the Shechina was with them. Whether it was Mitzrayim, whether it was Bavel, said Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, not just that, but after, when the Yidden are going to be redeemed, Shechina Yimaim. Shenemar, V'shav Hashem Alekecha Shvoscha. V'heshav Lo'inemar, Elo V'shav. Melamed, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Shav Yimaim. So the Ritva, the Rajba, the Rishonim asked, I don't understand this Gemara. It's a Chiddush that when the Yidden leave Golus, the Shechina is going to leave with them? Al Rishonim Anu Mitztarin, it's a Chiddush that in Golus, the Shechina. The Chiddush of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is what? That in Golus, the Shechina is there. You should know that even when the Yidden are going to be redeemed, even then the Shechina is going to be with them. Shenemar v'shav. It doesn't say v'heshev. It says v'shav. Ashtikul Torah adrasha. It should have said v'heshev. Oh, but it says v'shav. That's a raya that when the Yidden emerge from Golus, the Shechina is going to emerge with them. I need a pasuk v'shav to tell me that when the Yidden leave Golus, the Shechina is going to be with them. Of course, the Shechina is going to be with the Yidden when we leave Golus. What does it mean to leave Golus? It means Shechina. So what's the chiddush that even when the Yidden are going to be redeemed, the whole chiddush l'chura is that when we're in Galus, the Shechina is with us. But I need a pasuk to tell me that when we're going to emerge from Galus, the Shechina is going to be with us. And because of this, the Rashba and the Ritva, right, they're very bothered, Pashup Shat, with the Giras and the Gemara. So the Maral said a davar nifla. The Maral said that the Gemara says in Masech Tis Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, Hanichnas Levakra Sachayla. If somebody goes to him, Levakra Achayla, Lo Yeshev, you're not let us sit. Lo Yagabi Mita, not on a bed. Not in a chair. A person has to put on a talus and he has to sit in front of him. The reason is because the Shechina is literally residing by the head of the Chayla. And the Gemara learns another halacha from here. The Gemara says that even though ordinarily a person is not supposed to daven in Aramaic, because the Malachim don't understand Aramaic. But if you're by a Chayla, you're allowed to daven in Aramaic. And the reason is because the Shechina is there. You're talking directly to the Shechina. Like this is a Gemara Mefureshes. The Gemara says that a Chayla is Zoicha to a Hashoyis HaShechina. And it's not just the Divrei Agada. It's Divrei Halacha. Right? Agada, say Emesh even al Agada sometimes. We don't understand Agada 100%. The truth from the Rai of Yehuda we spoke about recently. But this is Halacha. It's Halacha L'maisa. There's a din. Hanichnas Levakras HaChayla. And this is brought down Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam brings it in Perik Yedal and Hilchas Avelos. The Shulchan Aruch brings it in Yerideh Simin Shin Lamin Hey. It's halacha. If somebody goes to me Mavaka Chayla, you're not allowed to sit on a bed. You're not allowed to sit on a kisei. Misate fi yoishev lefonov. You have to sit be'emu be'ira. And the reason is, mipnei sheshchina lemayla mirashoysev shel chayla. A chayla has a special hashoys hashchina. So the Maral says, what's the reason? Why does a chayla have a special hashoys hashchina? So the Maral says, because there's a concept that when a person is down, and when a person feels lonely, and when a person is bitzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Father in heaven comes to be menachem him, and to be mechazik him, and to be there for him. And the more down a person is, the more close that person is going to be to the Shechina. And apparently this is a Yesod, like the new Maral, so they bring on the bottom from Rabbi Hartman. So he brings all the different Mar Mekoymes where the Maral says this. And apparently this is a Yesod, he says that, that's mentioned everywhere in the Maral. And he brings like 7-8 Maral Mekoymes. But this is the Inyan. The Inyan is that when a person is down, he has a special connection with the Shechina. Because the Shechina is as daki ushfal ruach eshkoin. And Hashem goes dafke for those people. So said the Maral, odover nifla ad mamoid. He says that when Klai Yisrael is in Golos, so Klai Yisrael in the depths of the Golos, they're a bechina of as daki ushfal ruach eshkoin. And it's because of that, the Yidin was zoicha to a special Hashoyis HaShechina. And that's the Hashoyis HaShechina that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was talking about in Megillah Daf Chavtes. That boy urei kam chaviv in Yisrael. That shekol makim shegolu Shechina imam, golu Mitzrayim Shechina. There's a special Hashoyis HaShechina that this person has. So says the Maral, so could I tachamin, I would have thought that maybe that special Hashoyis HaShechina, that connection that we don't even necessarily know we have with the Shechina in Golus, maybe that's something we would only have when we're in Golus. But maybe when we're going to leave Golus, when we're going to be redeemed, maybe we're not going to have that anymore. Because that's fakir, that's for as daki ushval ruach eshkoin. But now there's going to be a geula. Now it's going to be a whole different hanhaga. Who said we're going to have that connection? That special connection that we have in Golus, don't think we're going to lose by the Geula. That Shechina, that closeness that we have is going to be kitchel a shait of a kitchel asalavai. We're going to have that hashrois hashchina laasalavai as well. It's something that we're going to have even when the Geula is going to come. I've added there's going to be Shechina. There's a hava meaning there wouldn't be Shechina. You need a pasuk the heishiv loynema ele v'shav to teach me that there's going to be Shechina. Of zokta maral that the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is that just like Hashem is very close to the yid in Golus, even though sometimes maybe we don't feel it and don't understand that it's there, but the reality is estaku shval ruach eshkoin, says the Maral, that closeness that we have in Golus, we're not going to lose when the Geula is going to come. And that was the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that the kesher that we have with Hashem that really is something that's exclusive to Golus, we're going to have even in this man of Geula.